The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Psalm 139, 13 through 18. For thou didst form my inward parts, thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from thee, when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written. The days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious also are thy thoughts to me, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Let's take a look at verse 14, where we read, For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The word fearfully is based on the Hebrew root yirah, which is the fear of God. It is also translated as awe. The word wonderfully comes from the Hebrew word pele. We could translate it equally as miraculously, magnificently, amazingly, fantastically, or marvelously. King David is making a point of the fact that he was created by God with care, love, and forethought. He was not an accident. Now you might say, of course, that he was, after all, King David. He was special. However, David published this psalm for public worship. Each and every one of us can agree with his words. It is precisely because of this principle of God that we know that life and God's plan for that life begins at conception. God starts calling every individual from him or her mother's womb from day one. This theme is repeated again in two other psalms. Psalm 22, verses 9 through 10. Yet thou art he who didst bring me forth from the womb. Thou didst make me trust when upon my mother's breasts. Upon thee I was cast from birth. Thou hast been my God from my mother's womb. Here we see that God continues his nurturing work after we have seen the light of day. Then in Psalm 71, verses 5 through 7, we read further, For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my confidence from my youth. By thee I have been sustained from my birth. Thou art he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of thee. I have become a marvel to many, for thou art my strong refuge. On into our youth, God is causing us to hold on to him. Continuing to the New Testament, in Galatians 1, verse 15, the Apostle Paul speaks of He who set me apart, even from my mother's womb, and called me through His grace. One of the enemy's favorite tricks is to tell us that we are worthless. What a lie! Though it's true that not every one of us is a King David or an Apostle Paul, we do have a special niche in life which God has carved out for us even before our birth. Yes, that means you too. Each one of us needs to say, I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, all of us experienced parents know that our children are the most beautiful and intelligent kids in the whole world. We brag, we put their photos on Christmas cards, we attach their art to the fridge door, and we defend them to the nth degree when we meet with their teachers. Don't we realize that God is like that too? He is so proud of us. Like our parents, he knows our faults, our sins, and our shortcomings. Yet, if he speaks to someone else about us, you can be assured he plays the role of the delighted Abba. Like us, God only has great kids, and he has great expectations for us. How precious also are your thoughts toward us, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If we should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When we awake, we are still with you. Wonderful, miraculous, magnificent, amazing, fantastic, marvelous. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.